With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The man suspected of killing a Minnesota lawmaker and wounding another was arrested last night, ending a massive search. Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty explains the suspect was pre-charged.
On Saturday, our office filed charges against Mr. Bolton for second-degree murder and attempted murder, allowing us to obtain a nationwide arrest warrant.
Bolter was arrested last night, charged with two counts of murder and two of the attempted murder. Leaders of some of the world's biggest economic activities arrived in the Canadian Rockies yesterday for their Group of Seven summit, overshadowed by an escalating conflict between Israel and Iran, as well as President Trump's ongoing tariff battles. We have more details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
President Trump in recent days vetoed an Israeli plan to kill Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, and an indication of how far Israel was prepared to go. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said that he had discussed efforts to de-escalate the crisis with Mr. Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, as well as other world leaders, and said he expected intense discussions would continue at the summit. As summit host, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney has decided to abandon an annual practice of issuing a joint statement at the end of the meeting. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Flash flooding caused by torrential rain killed at least five people in northern West Virginia, and rescue crews were searching for others. West Virginia Governor Patrick Morrissey said at a press conference aired on WTRF-TV, the priorities are identifying the missing and safely clearing away debris.
To first make sure you're doing everything imaginable to help identify missing people. And that's what we're working on. A lot of times then you're watching as the water recedes to come back in, and we have to make sure that all the water recedes.
And the search continues for possible survivors. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in the state of Pennsylvania. Here's Michael Harrington.
A U.S. district judge has ruled that the public schools must allow private religious schools to participate in extracurricular activities, including sports. Special counsel Thomas Breath of the Thomas More Society says, quote, Pennsylvania school districts cannot discriminate against students and exclude them from activities simply because they choose to attend a religious-based school. Religious discrimination has no place in our society. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A feminist legal organization is warning parents that Roblox, a popular online gaming platform marketed to children as young as five, may be putting kids at risk of sexual exploitation. A group, A Case for Women, points out that Roblox has been accused of lackluster safety protocols when it comes to protecting its young users, mounting lawsuits have accused Roblox of leaving what they call an unlocked door that predators have exploited. This is SRN News. A key piece of evidence has been recovered amid the debris at the scene of last week's terrible Air India jetliner crash.
It's a sign of the intensity of the impact of the crash that it's taken investigators 3.5 days to find the cockpit voice recorder. The Boeing 787 Dreamliner was loaded with fuel when it smashed into a residential area less than a minute after takeoff, creating a huge fireball. With both the black box recorders now retrieved, it's hoped that the exact cause of the disaster will be identified. As they wait for answers, some of the relatives of the 270 victims have become frustrated by the speed of the identification process.
That's BBC's Grant Ferret. Millions of Americans are seeing their credit scores suffer now that the U.S. government has resumed referring missed student loan payments for debt collection. After 90 days of non-payment, student loan services report delinquent accounts to major credit bureaus. More on these stories at srnnews.com.